Tucker, it kind of looked like you guys had the game in hand. You were at 4-1 after two periods. What happened in the third period?
I think it was a combination of us, mentally just being a step slower, thinking, we had it in the bag there. And, they came out and played desperate in the third, and combination of that, kind of led to that third period, which is something we can't do and we got to learn from. And come playoff time, it's something we got to execute on mentally.
Do you guys still leave with your heads held high, given that you managed to pull out the game in OT?
Yeah, definitely. The guys were able to figure it out there in overtime and get one late there. So also, Mason played great in that tonight. So that was good for us.
For you personally, it must be big to get a lot of minutes, even strength, PP, PK, and contribute two assists tonight.
Yeah, it's always good to, you feel good about yourself when you can have an assist or two, help the team win like that. But, just try to play hockey and not force anything for me.
The play you made in the second period, taking the puck down low and finding Spacek in his office there at the left circle there, is that a play that, you're accustomed to making in college, so you want to bring more to the pro game?
Yeah, it's just one of those things you got to feel it out, and, you got to, have the confidence to. When you got to make that play, you need to make it. You can't really turn it over. So just one of those things, and glad it worked out.
Playing again tomorrow at 2 p.m., so not a lot of rest for both teams. So close game like that ends in overtime. What does that do for the winning team as well as the losing team?
Both teams are going to be a little tired tomorrow, and it puts more pressure on guys to make little plays and to be responsible tomorrow, getting pucks deep because legs might be a little tired. So an error, not getting it in, and having guys tired legs, that might be something tomorrow that everyone needs to be sharp on.
Do you think there's a team that gets an advantage energy-wise from the way that ended?
I don't know. You could make arguments both ways, I suppose, for a team losing and a team winning, but it should be good hockey tomorrow.